Under communism, when travelling was far from easy, many Czechs' main form of escape was spending time at their country cottages. In the 1990s, it remained an extremely common part of life in the Czech Republic, with many families continuing to load up their cars and head to their chata every weekend. But now it seems this is changing. According to a poll recently published in a daily newspaper, while in 2001 19% spent weekends at their cottage, in 2007 the figure has fallen to less than 8%. So is this the twilight of Czech cottage mania, as it was predicted by some sociologists to happen sooner or later? Incidentally, the Faculty of Natural Sciences in Prague recently opened an exhibition dedicated to the phenomena of cabin and cottage owning, chatařeň and chalupařeň. Its authors, Dana Fialová and Jan Wagner, have been researching and teaching about the phenomenon of the so-called second housing. The first thing I wanted to know was the difference between the two trends. In technical terms, chalupa, or cottage, previously served as a residential building, whereas chata, cabin, was built intentionally for the purpose of recreation. But the real difference is given by historical conditions of their development.
There are two sources of second homes. The first was common in other Western European countries, the tradition of summer houses. Here the trend originated at the end of the 19th century, when rich city people built second homes or spent summers at farms or village houses of friends.
Využívají venkovská obydlí, statky svých přátel, známých a podobně.
The second trend described by Jan Wagner began in the interwar period. It is also related to tramping, traveling around the country with a love for nature, with a rucksack and guitar.
Ovšem ten druhý kořen, ten je velmi specifický a je zpět.
The second trend is very specific. It's connected with scouting, tramping and woodcraft movements. After World War I, repatriates from battlefields across Siberia, the United States and Canada returned to Europe. They brought inspiration from silent films and literature, for example books by Jack London. Unlike the first trend, tramping was popular among less educated working class youth, who thought scouting was too organized and who wanted to experience freedom and wilderness. Large cities such as Prague provided such space. Just 20 or 30 kilometers south of Prague, there were beautiful, practically untouched valleys of the river Vltava.
The tradition of spending free time at cottages started to develop later and was mainly triggered by political changes after the Second World War.
Konec 50. a 60. léta jsou vyhlášena zejména takzvaným chalupařením, které...
Cottage going developed mainly at the end of the 1950s and throughout the 1960s, when people resettled houses emptied by expelled Germans. The state tried to domesticate the area, but it wasn't successful. People bought cottages, farms, mills or glass factories for a symbolic price and reconstructed them. So we can actually say that cottagers saved the original structure of village settlements. The biggest boom was in the northern border area, in the Sudetenland, along the border with former Eastern Germany and Poland. Settlement in South Bohemia was not that strong because of the Iron Curtain.
To nebylo tak při tom příhraničí tak možné díky tedy železné oponě.
As I found out at the exhibition, 20% of all domestic buildings in the Czech Republic are cabins and cottages which are used as a second home. Altogether, there are more than 500,000 of such buildings. Yet, the Czech Republic falls behind, for instance, Scandinavian countries in this regard. In fact, it is ranked 5th as far as number of cottages per person is concerned. So is this, after all, a specific Czech tradition? Dana Wagnerová explains there is more to this trend than numbers.
Tak zaprvé tady je obrovská citová vazba. My vlastně v tom dotazníkovém šetření jsme se...
There is extreme emotional attachment. We've asked people in a questionnaire whether they would be willing to sell their property, and most of them wouldn't. Most of them wouldn't be willing even to rent it. They don't want to let strangers into their private property unless they're forced to for financial reasons. Ownership is rooted deep within. People don't have a relationship only to the cottage, but to the surroundings as well.
Dost často mají citový vztah nejenom k tomu objektu, ale k jeho okolí.
tradiční formy využití volného času, jako je houbaření, rybaření, typicky české.
Traditional leisure activities such as mushroom picking or fishing, typically Czech activities, all this is connected to katažení as well as sport. In the 50s, such sports as canoeing or nahebal, the Czech national sport, all that originated at weekend houses colonies.
Na chatových osadách, na tremských osadách.
I decided to ask some Prague-based cottage owners to tell me how they feel about their property and about the time they spent in their second homes. They confirmed that having a cottage is a matter of emotional bond as well as pretty hard work.
I have a cottage in the Eagle Mountains. It's in the northeastern part of Bohemia. I used to spend there some holidays and several weekends a year, and let's say 2 weeks in the winter. My grandfather and grandmother bought it in 1948-46. It was the border region. It was after the Second World War, when the Germans were expelled from this territory. Unfortunately, during the last years I spent there more time working and trying to save this quite primitive and simple cottage, because it's maybe 150 years old and it's very much damaged. So now it's under sort of reconstruction, and it's my main task and it's my temporary attitude to this.
And have you ever considered selling it?
From time to time, but this cottage, it's kind of part of my life. I spend there my childhood, and I have many friends there, and I was living there with my grandparents, and so it's a warm attitude, let's say.
My grandma has a cottage near the town Poděbrady, and we've been going there since I was a little kid.
And have you been going there recently?
Yeah, from time to time I'm going there. Well, mostly because my grandma wants still going there, so me and my mother are going there quite often. I like the place, and I like the free space there. Although it's quite a lot of work there, so it's not so much relaxing as I would like to be. Well, now I'm pregnant, so I think I would like to go there for the kid.
The true boom of cottage mania arrived in the 1970s, when communism had firmly established itself in the country. The evidence of that is the large number of film and television productions set in cottages that were made at the time, and of course the popular TV program for DIY lovers, gardeners and cottage owners, which filled most of Czech homes every Sunday at 12 a.m. The popular program has changed its producer and title, but more than 30 years later, it is still broadcast every week. With the fall of communism, sociologists predicted that the trend of cottage going would drop due to political and economic changes. It seems, though, that the tradition is rooted deep in Czech hearts and no external circumstances can change that.
There was a decline at the beginning of the 1990s. That was caused by the fact that the older generation, people in their 50s and 60s, at the beginning of the 1990s wanted to experience what they couldn't experience when they were young. That means to travel. They invested much more time in travelling abroad. Now they're starting to come back. The present generation of people who are 50 or 60-something have already had the possibility to travel, so we can see a return. Of course, there are buildings that remain deserted, but at the same time, new cottages are being built and there is demand on the real estate market.
Dana Fialová and Jan Wagner have developed a catchphrase that summarizes Czech attitude to cottage in one sentence.
Ať daleko je k Europlatu, správný Čech vlastní chalupu či chatu.
In other words, even though European wages are still a long way off, a genuine Czech owns a cabin or cottage. I guess I don't have to emphasize that Dana Fialova and Jan Wagner are cottage owners and regular cottage goers themselves. If you want to learn more about the trend and see photos of some bizarre garden cottages and cabins by sculptor and photographer Veronika Zapletalová, you can visit the Science Faculty Building in Prague's Albertov. The exhibition is on display until mid-October.